Good evening to everybody. It's good to know that everybody else was able to get some bread and milk, because I thought they were going to be out and not everyone would be fed and be able to be here, but I'm glad y'all found some bread and milk also. As y'all are probably aware, Alabama doesn't get very much snow. We probably get as much as Charlotte does. So it's a novelty for us also, as I'm sure it was for y'all, to look out your front window or back window and, you know, you wake up on Sunday morning or look at it Saturday evening and it's white out there. And just, it's amazing. It doesn't matter what it looked like underneath the snow, underneath the white, how dirty it was before, or maybe how dingy something looked. I mean, your car could be looking terrible, but then after the snow fell, actually the ice just kind of, you know, landed on it and, you know, froze over. But once it got on there, it looked white. It looked clean, right? Which you can't help but see that without thinking about what we are and what we can be with the blood of Jesus. And so let's look at 1 Corinthians. I've got a couple passages, pretty familiar passages. 1 Corinthians 6, y'all don't have to follow along if you don't want to, but you're welcome to. I'll be reading beginning in verse 9. Paul talking to the Corinthians, which we like to think about the Corinthians and think, well, at least we're not like the Corinthians, right? But let's look at some of the things that they had problems with. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And then the verse, the part of the verse that we all need to hear, and such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. So just like that dingy car, dirty, all the things that you had done in that car, how nasty it was, the snow, ice fell on it, and then it's white. It's almost like it's clean. Obviously, this is a much more impressive cleanliness here, cleaning than what you had with your car. The two other passages that I want to look at, let's go to Psalm 51 real quick. Psalm 51, we know about David. We know how David had some hard times in his life that we got to study about last quarter. We got to cringe at some of the things that David did. And in this instance in particular, this is David after Nathan has just confronted him about his sin with Bathsheba. And that hurt to read about that, what David did. It hurt to read about Nathan's confrontation with him. And this is David's prayer to God. Purge me with hyssop, beginning in verse 7, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit with me. Cast not me away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. So again, David knows, even though he's dirty, even though he's sinful, God's the one that he can ask for cleansing, and God would wash him whiter than snow. Then one more passage again, really familiar, Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, and we'll read some verses there towards the end of the chapter. The Israelites were not really known for their obedience, not really known for always doing things the way that they were supposed to. God even talks about a little bit earlier in verse 14, your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hates, they've become a burden to me. I'm weary of bearing them because of all the evil things that they had done, and then they offer worship as if they hadn't done those things. So God tells them, beginning in verse 16, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. And then he says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So a simple message, but God tells the Israelites the same things that he tells David, the same things that Paul tells the Corinthians. There's two options. There is an offer on the table for forgiveness of sins, for cleansing, and there's a choice to take that cleansing, appeal to God, and he will wash your sins away so that you're whiter than snow. Or, as he gave the Israelites the other option, you don't have to obey, but you will have punishment from that. So it was hard to look at it, the snow or the white or whatever, which again, we might get some this weekend too, to look at it and not think about the forgiveness that we have, the cleansing that we have. So if anyone has stumbled, that needs to come forward and repent or needs to be baptized, you can have that cleansing, that whiteness of the washing Jesus will offer. You can come forward as we stand.